Ladies and gentlemen, this message, this podcast episode you're about to listen, was recorded the day after the previous episode. So, if by any chance your host and podcaster, Danny Strange, has been found in any accident or has been ransacked by a mob following last week's Battlefield podcast episode, please know that this was recorded before then. And if you haven't listened to the previous week, we recommend you listen to that one before this one. Thank you, and please enjoy. And welcome to The Strange Perspective. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome. The setup I have in my room is just fucking garbage. Garbage. I need to find a better way to do this. I need a better microphone. I need to set shit up much better than I have. Welcome, amigos. Hopefully you listened to last week's episode. If you haven't, please stop this one and listen to that one. Because this one, even though it's not really an opinion on anything, it's more about my history with a certain franchise, as we'll delve into, it's still important to get all the context. But, or if you have listened to last week's and you just want to jump in, let's go. I want to talk to you about my very, very simple and not complicated at all history with the franchise Call of Duty, and why I find myself in a path of not being a fan anymore. Like many others, my first Call of Duty was not... No. Immediately, I fucked this up. My first Call of Duty was not Call of Duty 4. My first Call of Duty was a game for the Xbox 360. Call of Duty 2. That was the very first Call of Duty game I ever played. And while I didn't touch the campaign in that one, you'll notice a red thread throughout this episode when it comes to that, by the way. The multiplayer was addicting as fuck. I used to play it all the time with my friends. But single player wise, it didn't really capture my interest. It didn't really keep me invested. It's probably awesome. I've read wonderful things about it. I didn't go that far into it, but at the same time, if you're not holding my interest, there's only so much I can do now, is there? So I never played the first one because I'm pretty sure it was PC exclusive. And as we all know, I didn't touch the PC until like last year. For real, that is. For real. And Call of Duty 3, I did not touch, and I know that there was a Call of Duty Finest Hour, I did not touch that one, either. But that was the prelude. See, the big one was Call of Duty 4. Call of Duty 4 was, for me, like many others, a revolutionary game, a brand new thing, a fucking fantastic game in every sense. That just became the new flag bearer. It set the standard for what first-person shooters should be. It also, for me personally, was one of those games that made me feel, man, this would have never been possible with the other Xbox or the PlayStation 2. The online multiplayer in that game was above everything else. And the single player... The single player was fun. We all know the Chernobyl level. We all know it. But honestly, I cannot tell you like the characters' names. I could not tell you what happened in the story. I could not tell you the plot twists, anything. Honestly, anything. And I'm not sure if I'm alone at that, because I've always felt, especially when it comes to Call of Duty, the modern shooters, the modern military shooters, everyone always praises the campaign. And the multiplayer as well, but point is the campaign. And while I beat these games, I was never invested in the story. Ever. And I guess that's what justifies this podcast episode, the strange perspective. I never got the wow factor from the campaign. It was a Michael Bay fest. It was fucking explosions and shit, and it was cool. But for the life of me, I could never tell you the name of the bad guy, what happened. I remember the Chernobyl level, but I don't remember why we're there. Which brings me to my favorite Call of Duty game, or it was my favorite Call of Duty game, for the longest fucking time. For the longest fucking time. Call of Duty, Black Ops. And these two, what I just said, it's gonna set the setting stones for the continuation of this podcast episode. Black Ops was for me so much fucking better than Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. It was so much better in every single way. The campaign was so much better. The multiplayer is the most fun I've ever had in any fucking Call of Duty game. Ever. Call of Duty Black Ops made me go, okay, I'm a fan, Call of Duty. Oh, Call of Duty. I'm a fan. And I don't remember what game came after that one. But I'm going to go to Call of Duty 2. Call of Duty 5? Modern Warfare 2. That's what I'm looking for. Modern Warfare 2. And that's when I noticed that something was iffy, because all of my friends, all of you, kept saying that this was the best Call of Duty. Campaign-wise, multiplayer, everyone around me kept telling me this is the best Call of Duty game. And every single time someone said that, I would just look at them and go, no, you're wrong. I'm turning to Christopher Walken. Now, I would never understand how people could think that, because I thought the game sucked. I genuinely felt like the game sucked. The campaign, I was bored to tears. Again, I don't remember anything from the fucking campaign. The multiplayer, I thought, was a humongous downgrade from Black Ops. I couldn't get into it. Black Ops 2. This bad boy. Black Ops 2 came out. And, man, I know at least one person, if you're listening to this, you're going to get pissed off, but I'm sorry. That game was nowhere near as good as Black Ops 1. It was a lot better than Modern Warfare 2. Like, a lot better. But I just, the campaign, the part I remember the most was the part when you play as the drug lord. See, look, the part I remember the most, followed by, I think you play as the drug lord, and you find out that the soldiers are entering his mansion, and he goes fucking berserk and just mows down all the soldiers on the way back to his mansion. That part was fucking insane. Just awesome. And Black Ops 2 had a lot of great fucking levels. I'm thinking about specifically the boats. But it never felt like it reached the levels of Black Ops 1 for me. It just didn't. And I'll tell you one more thing. Now, if you're a longtime listener of this podcast, you will know that I don't look up things beforehand, even though I really fucking should. And I don't know the timeline of Call of Duty games. But you know what? We're going to fix that right fucking now. Again, if you've been a fan of this podcast for a long time, you know that this is nothing new. I've been doing this for years, and it's always the same fucking bullshit. All right, so here we go. Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Call of Duty World at War. I never played it. Modern Warfare 2. You already know. Black Ops. Mwah! My baby. After Black Ops, it was Modern Warfare 3. Modern Warfare 3. probably the worst Call of Duty game I played. And it really, it just killed a lot for me. So almost as fast as my fandom began with Call of Duty, it almost died out. Because Modern Warfare 3, again, sorry, there's just nothing interesting about it. There's nothing interesting about it. There's nothing there that I care about. There's nothing there that... I can't tell you for the life of me what the fuck happened in that fucking campaign. Is Modern Warfare 3 the one where you storm... You go up a hill and you enter a base at the end? I can't fucking remember, man. The campaigns in Call of Duty. Then came Ghosts, and I just fucking skipped that one. I skipped Ghosts. The AI is so good that the fish move out of the way when you swim. I remember that part. Black Ops 2. Man, Ghost. Advanced Warfare. If you didn't listen to last week's podcast episode, which you really should, you'll know that I bought Advanced Warfare and I thought that it sucked humongous. I'll leave it at that. It just sucked. I fucking hated Advanced Warfare. Black Ops 3, not a fan. Didn't like it at all. Infinite Warfare, I didn't fucking touch. Call of Duty World War II, I didn't touch. Call of Duty Black Ops 4, I didn't fucking touch. See, I was fucking done with Call of Duty. I was done. You're never gonna give me Black Ops again. The original one. And then came out of the shadows. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019. And Lord and behold, amigos, I just played a campaign that I really, really, no, seriously, really fucking enjoyed. By far, my favorite campaign in any fucking Call of Duty game. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019. The mission variety, the pacing, everything. It was exactly what the franchise needed, and it was what I needed to come back. Fucking loved it and recommended it to everyone. But still not the best multiplayer. See, you couldn't touch Call of Duty Black Ops. But what happens after Modern Warfare? Call of Duty Black Ops, Cold War. And sweet Lord in heaven. While the campaign was so-so, it didn't really keep my interest. The multiplayer. Amigos, I present to you the best multiplayer experience you will ever get in any fucking Call of Duty game. Call of Duty Black Ops, Cold War. Fuck, I had so many fucking hours playing that game. My friends, my best friend, my pillar would urge me to play the campaign, but I just couldn't fucking do it. Because the multiplayer in that fucking game had me by the balls. I loved it. I loved it. I would wake up at 2:30 a.m. like a fucking zombie, just waddle into the fucking living room, sit down, just drooling, and turn on my Series X or Xbox One, whatever the fuck it was, and just play fucking Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. Highlight of the Call of Duty franchise for me personally. But then came Call of Duty Vanguard, and I didn't touch it. I didn't touch it. Because I heard so much shit about that fucking game. And I was like, I'm not touching that. And I'm playing Black Ops Cold War. I don't need to play fucking Vanguard. And then came Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. 2022. And that's when it solidified something for me. And I think you probably know this. If you know what studios made what Call of Duty, you'll probably know what I'm getting at. Everyone knows, or at least if you're invested in Call of Duty, everyone knows that Call of Duty is Infinity Ward's little baby. It's their baby. And everyone considers Infinity Ward the masters of Call of Duty, the fathers of Call of Duty, the absolute cream of the crop of Call of Duty. And I am here to tell you, in my podcast, A Strange Perspective, no, they're not. They're not. Infinity Ward are not the best. The best studio for Call of Duty is Treyarch. Treyarch makes by far, the best multiplayer maps in Call of Duty. By far. I don't know what it is with fucking Infinity Ward. I fucking hate their multiplayer maps. I hate them. They're not balanced. They're not good. Fuck, it takes me to the last Call of Duty game that I got. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Again, I didn't touch the campaign. Even though I fucking loved the campaign in Modern Warfare 2019 version, I didn't touch the campaign in the sequel. I always thought there were going to be more time. I thought there was going to be more time. But then they fucking announced Modern Warfare 3. I was like, I just got 2. What the fuck's going on? And I don't know why, but that just made me go, I don't want to play the campaign then. It's too fast. You're stressing me the fuck out. I'm supposed to be playing these games for casual playing. And again, if you listen to last week's episode, you'll know that the genres in video games that I play, I tend to shift a lot. In this period of time, I feel like playing horror games. Now I feel like playing RPGs. Now I feel like playing modern military shooters. So I go to Call of Duty every year. Either once or twice, I get this just insatiable urge to play modern military shooters. Or just military shooters. And I say military shooters because Halo couldn't scratch that itch. Or Valorant. I need my AK-47s. You know, I need my M16s. I need my M9s. I'm not going to say I need my Glocks because I fucking hate that gun. Point is, I get this itch that only Call of Duty used to scratch. And when I get that itch, I go to multiplayer because that's when I have the most fun. That's why I didn't touch the campaign. But the fucking multiplayer in Modern Warfare 2, again, it was garbage. It was so fucking bad because the maps were fucking bad. Oh, that fucking office map in Modern Warfare 2. It's like two buildings next to each other. And you can stand on the roof. I fucking hate that map so much. There's so many maps that I fucking loathe in Modern Warfare 2. I would constantly go, oh, fuck, not this fucking map again. Oh, fuck, not this fucking map again. This again? Really? Again? I would just constantly go through those emotions. And I couldn't do it. And then Modern Warfare 3 comes out. And it's a shit show. Again. You did it. You fucking did it. You gave me this game that's going to create all these wonderful memories in Call of Duty Black Ops. And then you take it from me, slowly, by giving me Modern Warfare 2 and 3. And then you bring me back for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019. And I'm like, fuck yeah, man, I'm back. I am back. Question mark. And yes, I am. Call of Duty, Black Ops, Cold War. And I'm like, fuck, man. Hell yeah, the polish, the graphics, the sound, the maps, the fun, the game modes, it's all there.
You brought me back, Call of Duty. The fuck is this? Why do the multiplayer maps suck in Modern Warfare 2? And what the fuck's going on with Modern Warfare 3? And that's it. And I just read and see so many reviews about Modern Warfare 3. And I look and it's fucking Sledgehammer. And again, that's when I realized, oh, I've only played one Sledgehammer Call of Duty game, and it is like by far the worst Call of Duty game I've ever played. By far. And every time I look up reviews for the Sledgehammer games, they always, they're like the weakest ones. They're always the weakest fucking Call of Duty. Why do they keep getting the job and working with Call of Duty when they keep dropping the fucking ball? Not only dropping the ball, they take that motherfucker and they throw it so far out of the court that the next team that's playing the game next over needs to get the fucking ball back. As in Infinity Ward or fucking Treyarch. But nope, they keep getting work on Call of Duty and I don't fucking get it. I don't get it. And I don't need to get it because I'm done. I'm done with Call of Duty. That's my very simple, not complicated at all history, Call of Duty. Black Ops, the first one, will always be special for me. What Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare were to a lot of people, Call of Duty Black Ops was to me. And Modern Warfare 2019, best fucking campaign. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, best fucking multiplayer. And then you killed it. And then you took my fandom into the fucking, to the backyard and went, and you loaded with the fucking Glock to add insult to injury, and you shot me in the ankle, then the leg, then between, you get the point. And now fucking Nicki Minaj is in Call of Duty. I'm out. I'm fucking out. Nicki Minaj in Call of Duty. I'm fucking out. I am fucking out. Adios. No more. Fucking tschüss. I'm done with Call of Duty. But, Sledgehammer Games, if I have to give you praise for something, is that you fucked up so badly, I went to another franchise and I discovered Battlefield and now I'm happy again. Oh, the sun is shining on the battlefield. DICE, don't fuck this up. And considering this, how Battlefield 5 and 2042 were launched, I would say that I'm not very optimistic about that. Don't let me down. But I guess time will tell. All right, amigos. You hear the music. All I can say now is, mwah. Adios.